The Bert Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Bert Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
So she wants our help getting into a fight with her husband. This one's going to be easy. In all the years we've done Texting Tutor, we have never been asked to please help me text my husband to get in an argument.
An intentional fight.
This is what I hear. Hey, Chelsea, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, you want our help to get you into a fight with your husband?
Yes. I know. I sound a little crazy, but I'm hoping you can help me out.
What's the motivation here?
I need my husband to sleep in the guest bedroom tonight. And I'm fully aware that this is a little bit immature, but this is how I operate sometimes. And I am so sleep deprived. I just want my primary bedroom to myself. Just for tonight, even, I need my space, and I'm just craving like peace and quiet and sleep without the constant tossing and turning, snoring. Like, my husband just drives me nuts. And, you know, we have three kids and I'm just tapped out. And I just want a night of sleeping, stretching out in the bed, and just honestly being alone and having nobody talk to me.
Here's a question, and maybe this is crazy. I'm kind of gaslighting myself out of this question. Why don't you go sleep in the guest room?
So that would work, except the bed is horrible and I wouldn't sleep at all. And he doesn't care, but...
So he can sleep anywhere, but that bed is no bueno for you.
Exactly. But if I just straight up told him this, he'd be like super hurt. He's very, very sensitive. So this is my strategy.
This should be easy. Be sensitive.
I think it's easier, honestly. I think he'd even prefer this if he secretly knew. But basically, I need help like drafting like a text that'll just kind of stir him up, like a harmless argument or disagreement, something like petty, but just enough that'll get him to want to sleep in the other room.
Mo, what would piss you off enough that, or enough, not a lot, but just enough to get you to sleep in the guest bedroom?
See, when she said harmless, because I had a lot of ideas until she said harmless. Now I'm thinking, like, what's going to upset me to where it would be enough for me to be, like, mad for a night, but not really mad? That's actually, I feel like there's an art to that.
Have we established why you just wouldn't ask him to?
She just said he's sensitive.
He's sensitive.
I feel like you asking and him being sensitive would be the argument.
That's kind of genius.
Yeah. Especially if you start off with like, hey, babe, I know you're really sensitive about things like this.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I always love it when my husband starts a conversation like that with me. Hey, babe, I know you're really emotional and sensitive, especially this time of the month. So, yeah.
And then he'd be like, no, I want to sleep with you. Like, he wouldn't do it.
Let's use that.
It has to be something that makes it his idea.
Let's use that and confuse him. Like, hey, I know it's your time of the month, and I would normally not bring this up. But.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think this is going to be all that hard.
I actually with Mo, I think this is like if in order to craft an argument that is, it's like the Goldilocks of argument. It's not too big, but it's not too small. It's just right to get him to sleep in the guest bedroom for one night. Those bars.
Yeah, I the only problem I foresee here is him looking into the future and saying, this is not a one-time thing. Because if I do this tonight, then it's going to be tomorrow night also. Then it's going to be next week. And we're going to end up not sleeping in the same room at all.
And then you'll both get the best sleep of your lives.
Right.
Kind of win-win.
You'll be better partners. You'll be better parents. Life will be good.
I can't think of a better argument that would only have him upset for just a night.
So, Chelsea, are you game to actually, like, even though that's not what you want to do, is tell him you're sleeping in the guest bedroom tonight because I need the primary bedroom by myself. I need to sleep in a bed by myself. I know you wanted us to craft an argument, but like kind of texting tutor inception, can that not be our argument?
I don't think it would work. I just think he'd be upset and then he wouldn't leave. So I feel like it would be worse because he'd still be upset and he wouldn't leave. So it has to be his idea.
See, if I'm in his shoes and my significant other says to me that they are going to sleep in the other room, if I know how uncomfortable she is going to be, I'm going to volunteer. So does he already know how uncomfortable you would be?
I think so, but he's just, I've tried in the past and it just hasn't worked. So I just need something a little bit more like extreme. Like I'm just at my wit's end and like I need it tonight. So I don't need him to think about it. I just need him to get out.
I have an idea. What if you did something like, hey, babe, FYI, I'm buying a new bed for the guest room today. And then he's going to be like, why? We don't need one. And then you can be like, no, I'm getting one. That bed's uncomfortable. I need to sleep in there tonight. So the fight is going to be about buying the new bed and spending a lot of money on something you don't need. And then you can end it with, fine, if it's not so bad, you just sleep in there then.
Okay, Jedi mind trick. I would not want to be married to you.
Mm-hmm. Neither does my husband.
All right, give us a couple of minutes here, Chelsea. We will come back and we will start texting Tudor. We will get in a fight with your husband. He will be sleeping in the guest room tonight, okay?
Okay.
All right, texting Tudor on The Burt Show is next.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we are about to start texting Chelsea's husband. The motivation here is to get him so angry that he ends up sleeping in the guest room tonight because he's too sensitive. And if she brings this up and says, hey, I need some sleep, blah, 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 he's going to get all booty hurt. So, Cassie, what was your idea here a couple of minutes ago?
My idea was to text him as if we've done this and be like, hey, babe, just FYI, I'm buying a new bed today for the guest bedroom. And leave it at that. And the whole idea is then he'll be like, why? We don't need one. And then we'll hit back and say, that one's uncomfortable. I need to sleep in there tonight. You'll get into a fight over buying the bed. And at the end, you can twist it and be like, fine, if you think it's comfortable, you sleep in there tonight.
To add a little extra twist of the knife, how about if you start it, be like, hey, babe, I know money's tight. But,
ooh. That's good. Man,
it's as if you haven't done this before.
Wait, hang on. Let's twist it twice. I know money's tight, and I know Christmas is right around the corner. But.
Damn, man. This is like getting a peek behind enemy lines right here.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
All right, how are we starting?
All right, so, hey, babe. I know money's tight.
Okay.
And I know Christmas is around the corner.
Okay.
But I'm buying a new bed for the guest bedroom.
But does she need to give a motivation why?
No.
Mm-mm.
But just that. Because then he'll be like, why the hell do we need a new bed? As any sane adult would do.
I am not contributing to this manipulation as a man.
Oh, she asked for it.
You guys are on your own.
You know, you have to participate and help our client.
Oh, typical man, I'm not contributing. The women will do it.
Sure, good.
There's no way out.
You win.
You're like, yeah, no sweat off my back.
This is the law offices of Weiss, Klingshern, Mitchell, Murphy, and Wood. Young. Yeah. Young Wood.
Young. Who wouldn't hire that firm?
Young Wood. And we are helping our client get what she wants.
All right, so we're starting with your. Did you send that text?
No, I should send it, right? Sending it right now.
Read it, please.
Hey, babe, I know money is tight and Christmas is right around the corner, but just FYI, I'm buying a new bed today for the guest bedroom.
Okay. Perfect. You take instruction well, Chelsea. Hit send on that bad boy.
Okay, I'm ready to send right now. I'm nervous.
I cannot wait till he texts back. Oh, awesome. Send me a pic.
Right. Hey, do whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
Checkers and chess again, man.
Man, I feel
men
dirty.
Play checkers, women play chess.
Don't feel dirty. You can take a shower later.
He's definitely going to be mad about this because it's true. I mean, Christmas is right around the corner. Like, he's just going to be like, what are you doing?
Oh, good. That's what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just need some space. I really do.
I hear you, boo.
Mm-hmm.
Are there times where...
Okay, he just responded. He said, you are? Are you sure? It doesn't seem like the smartest use of money right now, but is it important to you?
Oh, nice. He's such a nice guy.
God, this man is.
He's like, I'm going to put it in your hand. If you think it's important, it's important. Go with that, ladies.
Sorry, okay. You don't think my health is important and worth spending money on.
What? What happened?
She started a fight.
Yeah, we're trying to start a fight.
Yeah.
What are you questioning me?
What do I say?
Chris is like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's the point.
I forgot.
It was such a nice response. I forgot. He is nice.
Maybe this is, again, crazy, but what if we just took the money and ran and then we actually just got a really comfortable mattress and then.
Because we don't want to spend the money on that. But, we just want him spending the night in the other room.
Yeah. That's but, you know.
Tell me what his response was again.
Yeah.
you said you are. Are you sure? It doesn't seem like the smartest use of money right now, but is it important to you?
Okay. Are you sure? No. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
No, because he says, it doesn't seem like the smartest. Are you calling me stupid?
Wow.
Send it. Send it.
This is great to watch you play out. This is amazing.
This is the most awful thing we've done in a long time.
Are you comfortable with that, Chelsea? Are you calling me stupid? Question mark.
I mean, I guess I have to go for it because this response was nice.
This is what you wanted.
You don't have to, okay. But.
All right. So I'm going to respond. Are you calling me stupid?
Yes.
Okay. Send.
I want no part of this debauchery. I just want the debit card. This is the law offices.
Okay, he read it.
Weiss, oh Klingshern, Mitchell, Murphy, and Youngwood. We're all in this together.
Dude, just think of it this way, Abby. We are creating work for couples therapists because instead of having an honest conversation, she's picking a fight with her husband to get what she wants instead of just saying, hey, I'd like to sleep alone tonight if that's cool. I need some space.
So we're still stimulating the economy.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Okay. He's typing. He's probably so mad. Oh, my gosh.
That's what she wanted.
Mad, but definitely a little bit.
I know. You're reading that text like, what?
He sounds so sweet. He's probably just like trying to craft a response like, no, honey, I think you're actually very intelligent. I just wanted to, you know, double check.
Oh, gosh. He said, what? No, of course not. Babe, if you want a new bed for the guest room, get it. Do you have it picked out?
Wow.
I love him.
Chelsea. Look,
right?
I don't know if
I'll go get
work.
It for you.
I want to be married to him.
No, now you got to hit him back and go.
How about I just say, like, could you just sleep on it one more night just to see if it's, like, okay or something?
That's not a bad idea.
No, you should hit him back and go, that's kind of an irresponsible suggestion considering the time of year.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Then do this, Chelsea. Be like, okay, man, why is he gotta be so nice? All right, say, all right, comma, do me a favor. Please sleep on it tonight and let me know if we need to move forward with a new mattress.
Do me a favor. Please sleep.
Before we spend the money on it, should you sleep on it tonight?
Yeah. Before we drop the money,
please. Will you do me a favor?
No.
No?
Wait, what was his last text again?
He said, what? No, of course not, babe. If you want a new bed for the guest room, get it. Do you have it picked out?
What if we did a little...
I'm going to say, all right, do me a favor. Please sleep on it tonight and let me know if we should buy another mattress.
No, like really sleep on it. Like, I mean, he might think like you're going to sleep on it, like make a decision. You mean like sleep on the mattress.
Like spend the night.
Okay, sleep on...
Spend the night on the mattress to make sure we need a new one.
I feel bad because this guy is so nice. Like, what if we did a pivot and be like, you know what, babe, I'm sorry I'm being a bitch. I just have not gotten good sleep the last few nights. I need a night to myself.
Then I feel like that's actually really going to start a fight.
Yep.
What?
Now he's going to be all sensitive, though. We got him right where we want him.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just say that. Do me a favor, please sleep on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, read the whole text, though.
All right, do me a favor, please sleep on the mattress tonight and let me know if we should buy another one.
Perfect.
Okay.
Masterfully done.
All right, he's typing.
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
He probably thinks I'm crazy right now.
I'm sure.
Do you like how I like really looked into your eyes when I said that? I
pictured just like the cat, my cat at home looking at me with her big blue orbs and just going, don't skin me.
He just says yes. And then, you know what I mean? Like, then I don't have to be mean. We're good. Like, I just.
No, Chelsea, we always love it when our clients interject and throw out ideas. And I think your idea is a good one.
Okay.
You are a willing participant.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of ways to skin that cat a third time.
Idea, so. This definitely is my idea. I hope it works.
Why would anybody skin a cat?
That was my first thought.
I don't know where the phrase came from.
Where did that come from?
Don't be touching my cat.
Where did...
That hasn't been a problem. I mean, come on, you walked right.
You set yourself up for that one, man.
If I went to more Monday night football games.
Do you want to know the history?
No, dear God, no.
You sure you don't want to know the history?
No.
In the mid-1800s.
La, 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 la.
Hold on 1 second. We got to know the history, Chelsea, of skinning cats. In the mid-1800s, skinning cats was a thing people did, apparently.
Oh, that's not nice.
But for what reason?
Because they're cats.
All we got was a timeline.
Probably
okay,
to
he responded. This is not.
They're
is
eating
not
the cats.
Okay. All right, back to Chelsea. Chelsea, yes. What did he say?
Goes, not necessary. Let's just do it. It's an old mattress anyway. Do you want to order one or go pick it out in person this weekend? We should probably go in person so we're sure it's comfortable, right?
Y'all
are we getting an actual... Are we getting just a mattress or a bed frame too?
Yeah,
guys, this is great. No, this is actually fantastic.
I'm exhausted for you.
You don't have to get into a fight. He's being a great partner, by the way, in de-escalating a situation. You're going to get a new mattress for your bed, and then you can go sleep on it anytime. Like, this was the issue. Oh, you don't have a comfortable bed to sleep in by yourself. We asked why you couldn't do the guest room. The bed's uncomfortable. Right. He's literally solved the problem for you.
But what about tonight?
But what about tonight?
Right. Should I just be honest? Should I just say that's such a great idea? Thank you, but like I need some sleep tonight. Like, would you mind?
We're really going to get in a fight because he's going to go, is this what this was all about?
Chelsea.
You tried to manipulate me and all you had to do is tell, blah, blah, blah.
Chelsea. Fight.
You're in trouble.
Chelsea, listen to us. Girl, you're getting a new bed for your guest bedroom. Sacrifice tonight. Go get that new bed and then sleep in it. Tonight.
Seems like a pretty
good
compromise.
What happens when, if he's so sensitive and she starts sleeping in the guest bedroom and his feelings are all like, he's all up in his feels.
He'd be all right.
We don't got to worry about that. We'll be off the call by then.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the compromise here is that, yeah, you got to spend the night in it tonight, but in the long run, you have won.
Okay.
And I think we all realize also that he's way too good for you.
Absolutely.
You
should,
I mean, you doing this manipulation, and he's the nicest.
I'm usually not like this.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
That's what they all say.
It sure is, Abby.
Okay, so what is our next text here? He's already, like, just totally bent over backwards to make sure. So just go get the mattress. Go, thank you so much. I love you. Special favors tonight.
No, stop.
No, she's alone tonight.
No, she's not.
No, she's not tonight.
She should be. You can just kick him out.
No, hit him up and see, and just say, you're the best, babe. Thanks so much. Let's go pick one out today.
Okay.
And then suffer tonight and then get that new mattress. And then the first night you have it, be like, hey, I'm going to test out this new mattress.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Then, although he'll be like, I'll test it with you.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I can't get rid of him. All right. I sent it. Okay. So not a fight, but I think it kind of worked out, I think.
Yeah, you're just married
the best we're going
to
do.
You're married to a guy who's just too damn nice.
You got a great guy.
Yeah, he's nice. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you guys for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I think.
I actually feel like we did something this time around.
Yeah.
We got our new mattress.
Okay. All right. Okay, the long game. We won the long game.
There it is.
All right. Good luck tonight. Right. Have a great night's sleep, Chelsea.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations on being married to the world's nicest man.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I am having the week that is right out of Curb Your Enthusiasm, or it would be something written into Seinfeld for George Costanza. Let me see if I can explain it correctly. I told you guys a couple of days ago that last weekend, while I was in the gym, I almost got a face full of a senior citizen's junk in my face. I explained to you guys that things happened fast, and I was so stunned by it. I really am having a hard time putting together all of the details, but to edit it for you, the way that my gym is set up, it's got 2 stacks of lockers, and on this particular day, which never happens, all of the top lockers were taken, so I was forced to get on my knees. Yeah. And use the bottom locker. No problem. Done it before. Not a problem. It's not the greatest real estate, but it's real estate nonetheless, right? So when I'm done with my workout and I am getting the stuff, my backpack out of the bottom locker, there's a dude behind me, an older man in his 70s. One of these dudes that is very proud of his body in his 70s, doesn't wear a towel, or if he was wearing a towel, wasn't at this particular time. And because I guess the 5 seconds it was taking me to get my stuff out of my locker, it was too long for him. So he reached over me as I was on my knees facing my locker and reaches over me and to the right. So his waist and junk is right by my eyeballs and my cheek and my left ear while he is reaching for his bag that is in his locker to the northeast of mine. How? So am I painting that picture okay?
Oh, I picture it all right. I don't want to, but I am. How could we forget?
Yeah.
How close do you think his junk was to touching your face?
I told you guys the other day, and I am serious about this. I know that embellishment makes a good story. I could feel the heat. I could feel the heat.
Could you feel the tickles of the hair?
There was no tickles of the hair.
Stop. Because you know how it's a little extra as soon as you get out of the shower.
Yep, I'm aware.
I hate it here.
Well, I hated it there.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I told you guys that
you felt the electricity of the dong.
Oh my God.
I felt it. I used the analogy for you guys, like when there's a spirit behind you, even though there's nothing behind you, you can feel the electricity. I felt the electricity of the dong.
You felt the ghost peen.
Except it wasn't a ghost.
It will be
probably in a couple of years, but right now he's still very much alive.
That penis is going to haunt you from the grave.
Said every woman ever.
It gets better.
It all happened so quickly.
Ghost penis.
And he had his AirPods in, and I was so furious. I was like seeing red, like the words wouldn't come out. I can't even exactly remember what the dude looked like.
You couldn't turn around and be like, get your D out my face.
I mean, I should have, and I would have been in the right to do that, but I was also taking his age into consideration, too, and he did have his AirPods in, so I don't even know that he would have heard me, and I didn't get a really good look at this guy or anything, but pissed, just really angry.
Do you want Lifetime to do a lineup, but it's all junk?
Yes.
So you can tell me what to do. Be like, I need a lineup of everybody's, of all the 70-year-old and older junk in the gym.
And there would be
the right.
And there would be a lot of guys.
Can you please reach up high to your right? Thanks.
There would be a lot of guys in this lineup because, as I've told you guys before, if you've ever been in a gym, I don't know if it's like this for women's gyms, but as far as dudes' gyms go, they don't care what their body looks like anymore. Yeah. So they don't wear towels mostly.
Why should
they?
They're
just like that taffy is hanging to the floor, man.
I love it, taffy. I love it, taffy.
So part two of this, and I swear to you, I am not embellishing this. And this is where the George Costanza Curb Your Enthusiasm moment again happens. I'm in the gym the other day again, and I'm talking to my friend who works at WSB, Shelley, and it was right either the day of the election or the day after the election, and we're talking about it, and a dude walks up to us who's got a towel on, who's also in his 70s, and kind of buds his way into our conversation, right?
So I'm sorry, so this is happening in the male's locker room, so Shelley's a man?
Shelley is a man.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. That would have been different. Yeah, Shelley is a man.
Okay, thank you, because that's not where my brain was.
Yeah,
yep, same?
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
So a dude walks over, also in his mid-70s, has got a towel on, and he starts butting his way into our conversation in kind of an uncomfortable way, like, where'd you come from, bro?
Yeah.
And it's in the same section as where I saw Junk Dude, right? So Shelley and I are talking, and as we're talking, this guy starts talking, and as he talks, he drops his towel.
No.
So he's full on naked, and it all comes flushing back to me. It's the same freaking guy.
No!
It's the same guy. Now, I can't 100% identify it, but I am 98% sure it's the same junk that I got a quick look at the other day.
That you were accosted by.
So I couldn't call him out in the moment because, again, I'm not 100%, but I am fairly certain it is the same dude.
But now you have eyes on his face.
Now I got eyes on his face. So I'm not exactly sure what to do with the... I didn't say anything.
You can't say anything. What's done is done.
I know. You can't say anything. It's, I mean, what was I going to say? Because I played it out in my mind's eye like, hey, were you the guy that reached out and almost gave me a concussion with your nuts the other day?
He's old. He's not going to remember.
Right.
He's not going to remember Nutgate.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't even know where to go from here.
I don't either, but I loved it so much.
Like, I'm really sorry that happened to you, but at the same time, that was highly enjoyable.
And I am promising you that is not embellished at all. Zero embellishment on that.
Well, I'm sorry I have to take us down such a dark road now because we
darker
have...
Darker than that?
Darker than this because we have to honor the death of somebody today.
Wasn't the one we announced earlier?
No. Oh, no.
The AOL guy?
Let me cook.
Okay.
This summer, we got introduced to an international treasure, if you will. She stepped out onto that breakdancing court, or whatever it's called, and gave us a little shimmy shake and then kangaroo, and really took the world by storm with her moves in the worst way. And now we have found out that, as of this week, Rachel Ray Gunn has decided to end her breakdancing career.
I still break, but yeah. I don't compete. You won't I'm not going to compete anymore. No, no.
Was that ever? What was the thoughts going into the Olympics? Was it to keep doing this?
Yeah, I was going to keep competing for sure. But that seems really difficult thing for me to do now to approach a battle.
Hmm. Well.
it's the death of Ray Gunn's career.
Did she choose to stop breaking or did breaking choose to stop breaking with her?
Breakdancing broke up with her?
Yeah.
I don't want to turn this serious, so I'm not going, but it's partly a sad story.
It is, if you think about it. She got demolished.
So much heat online. Just demolished. I mean, I think at the end of the day, she really did take this very seriously, and she loved doing it. And there's some honor in getting to the Olympics. Forget about the system. Forget about how she actually qualified. She straight up sucked. But she was hammered so badly that she has left the competition that she really loves doing because of social media.
I don't feel bad. Because now we've learned that Ray Gunn is a quitter because there are some athletes that would see this criticism and be like, you know what? I want to prove the haters wrong. I don't know when I'm going to prove them wrong. I don't know if it's going to be with a TikTok dance next week, but I want to show them that I actually have skills, whereas she's just taking this international beat down and going, you know what? I'm done. This thing that I love, I'm overdoing it.
I'm going to have Ray Gunn's back here. She is putting her mental health first. So anytime she goes into a competition, she knows what she's up against and it's not the other competitors.
Yeah.
It's like all eyes are going to be on her and like, how is she going to get ridiculed next? And it did. It took the joy out of what she loved doing. It's no longer joyful. So she's not going to do it anymore. And honestly, I don't blame her for it.
It sucks, man. So what's she going to do? Like she's going to show up to a competition and half the people, I don't know how many people show up to these things, but half the people that are there are going to boo her before she even gets out on the stage. It's terrible.
They're there for the car wreck.
Yeah.
They're there for the car crash, not for the competition.
Yeah, I feel like if she just leaned into it a little bit more, if she had like a little bit more tongue-in-cheek jokes about like the fact that people think that she's a bad dancer, do that for a couple of months and then come back on top. And if you really are that good, just put a little extra work into it and you can still do it. I feel like this is a little bit of a quitter's attitude, in my opinion. All right, now this is probably the most bizarre story to come out of entertainment news in the last month or so, but Lamar Odom.
Oh God, y'all seriously, like brace yourself because this is bananas.
Kid warning, although we kind of already, you know, ditched him with the pee-pee story earlier, but...
Yeah, when I used the sentence that he gave me a concussion with his nuts, we're past that.
All the five-year-olds turned off the radio. But Lamar Odom, according to TMZ, has ordered a custom sex doll that looks exactly like his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian. So reports came out that Lamar visited a sex doll factory in Las Vegas and his manager is telling sources that he ordered one that looks like his ex-wife, Khloe. They were married for 7 years from 2009 to 2016 and apparently it's got all of her curves and facial features.
Abby, You are married, you are divorced, and you find out your ex-husband has ordered a sex doll that looks just like you. Are you flattered or are you mortified?
I'm going to jail because I'm going to commit some crimes against this man if I find out that he takes my face and puts it on a doll. To me,
it's creepy.
The fact that it's public knowledge. Here's the thing. If you can't move past Khloe Kardashian in your private life and this is the best that you're going to be able to get, then you know what? I can't fault you for that. But the fact that his manager is making this public knowledge and the fact that now Khloe has to know about it feels so icky and violating.
It's gross.
Can we go back even a half step more than that? And I am very sorry to sound judgmental, but it doesn't matter whose face is on it. If you're making love to a doll, that's rock bottom.
It sounds like that's kink shaming, Bert.
Yeah, it is.
Well, call it what you want. I would have an out of body experience if I was making love to a doll and go, what has happened to me?
Okay, it's just shocking because it's not like Lamar Odom couldn't get a girl like at a bar. Go to any bar in West Hollywood. You can bring a lady home. You don't need to resort to making love to the rubber.
Wow. Save that.
When the rubber hits the rubber.
Rubber on rubber crime.
I'm done.
I don't even know how to end that. I'm tapping out. If you want to hear more stories just like that one, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Everybody munching on.
Oh, there's donuts in the hallway from Dunkin'.
Damn, they just came by and just said, hey, have these?
No, so they saw a post that Abby and Rebecca did, and they had gone on a Dunkin' run showcasing the different type of coffee drinkers they are. Because one of you's an iced coffee, one of you's a hot coffee, right?
Rebecca's not even an iced coffee drinker. She's a spicy milk drinker.
Okay.
So Rebecca was kind enough to drive me to... Tommy just walked in with a delicious-looking donut.
I'm not even going to tell you what that looks like.
No. But Rebecca was nice enough to drive me to and from the cabin weekend that we'd had up in North Georgia. And on the way home, she's like, I need my spicy milk. So we stopped.
Literally spicy milk.
So we stopped at Dunkin' and she's like, do you want anything? And I'm a black coffee drinker. I don't like milk. Me I don't want to mix it with anything. Yep. Every now and then, like a little like sweet treat is fun, but I'm pretty much, I just drink it like straight up. So then she gets hers and she gets this massive container. It's like an XXL of just milk with like a little bit of something in it because it's kind of tinted brown. And I'm like, what is that? And she goes, it's an iced chai latte and I call it my spicy milk. So I posted it on my Instagram story. I said, there's two types of coffee drinkers. There's the person that thinks they're drinking coffee and then there's the person that's actually drinking coffee. And I guess Duncan saw it.
Yeah. Casey from Duncan saw it and he's like, I'm gonna hook your girls up. And so they came and brought them like a sweet little package and hooked us all up with donuts and coffee.
Well, thank you, you guys. I knew something was going on. I was like, roaches. When you turn the light on, man.
That's if you know anything about radio people, the way to their heart is through their stomach.
Yeah. There are people you see in a radio station that you haven't seen in 7 months, and if there's food in the building, all of a sudden they're like, they'll just swarm to it.
It's so true.
All right, intern DeAndre, I am nervous for you, man, because I remember having to go through this years ago, and I thought everything's going to be okay. And no, man, it wasn't. It was hard.
Yeah, so I'm sure you imagine your holidays, you know, at the fireplace, eating your s'mores with your parents there. Yeah, that's not the case this year.
No mug of hot cocoa in your matching PJs with your parents?
No, none of that. They decided to go Bon Voyage on a cruise.
Without you?
Without me.
This is giving Home Alone. No?
He's an adult.
Okay now.
Not until you're not an adult until you graduate from school.
Thank you.
Yes.
Really?
I know the government would disagree.
I'm still a baby.
All right, so hold here for just 1 second. So on a normal Christmas morning, what does the house look like?
Okay, so let me back up. For the past 2 or 3 years, we've been doing Christmas cruises. My mom is like, Christmas doesn't feel the same anymore because both her parents have passed away. Mm-hmm. So Christmas is like at home. She's like, I'd just rather like not be here. Mm-hmm. So we decided on doing Christmas cruises. And the first two, great, awesome. My parents paid for all of us to go. So we have 6 kids and then themselves.
Whoa.
So they pay for the Sprinter for us to go down because obviously it's a road trip. We want to be all in the same car. And they pay for everything, all our rooms, excursions, X, Y, and Z. So this year, this cruise that we're going to, or they're going to, is a little bit more extravagant. We're going to Turks and Caicos, the Virgin Islands, and somewhere else.
Come on.
And she was like, I want y'all to go, but this year, you guys have to front your bill, front your way.
Well, yeah. How many years have they been spending on the whole family to go?
It's been 2 years now.
Okay, it's a lot of money.
The past 2 years,
man.
They've covered the cost for everybody.
Okay. And rightfully so. Again, they're putting in 4 kids through school. Rightfully so. So I was already down. I don't mind coughing up a few change to spend time with my mother on Christmas. It's Christmas, for God's sakes.
And y'all don't do gifts, obviously, because you're spending the money on the cruise and the experience.
And the cruise is our Christmas gift. And we kind of stopped doing gifts a long time ago because my mom was like, I give you Christmas throughout the year. Right. And that's true. If I want something, I'm going to get it.
It sounds like your Christmas present is your tuition also.
Because UGA ain't cheap, y'all. Okay?
Yeah.
So that happened. And I wanted to go, but my siblings were like, no, this year I'm tired of the whole cruise thing. But I'm already content with not going. And I'm already in my sorrow of being alone. But now they're saying, oh, now we want to go on the cruise, DeAndre. We'll chip in with you. It's too late, hon. it's too late. I'm not coughing up $800 in the cruises next month. That's just not happening. I'm okay with being alone. And I'm being a little bit dramatic. I'm not going to be alone. I have my grandparents in town. You know, my mom's like godparents who took her in. So, Grandma Santa, if you're listening, I'm going to be with you for Christmas.
So all of your siblings and your parents are going to be on the cruise and you're going to be the one family member who's not there.
No, just my parents are going. My siblings aren't going anymore.
Nobody.
Oh. No, why don't you hang out with them?
So that's also a very icky situation. My brother has a child, my niece. So I'm assuming he's going with that family. My sister is doing her own thing. And then my 3 step siblings are probably going with their mother.
Okay. Mm. All right. So at least you won't be totally alone. I have done this before and thinking, you know, because there are times where I can be a loner and I am fine with being alone. And it was just the year that I drove from San Diego to Washington, D.C. for a brand new job. I didn't have any family and I didn't want to intrude on the working partner I had when he had his family. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to split for the day. There was only one place open. It was Fridays, right?
And here it's always Friday.
It was always Christmas morning. So I walk in there thinking, oh my God, I'm such a loser. I'm spending the day at Fridays just drinking Tito's by myself. And I walk in there and there are a bunch of losers just like me. And I thought it was going to be really, really odd. It was freaking so sad, man. It was so sad. As you're driving to Fridays or you're driving around, there's nothing but Christmas music playing and the DJs are talking about family and spending the holidays together. It is really hard to be alone, man.
And I think it's another thing that like everyone knows who knows me. My mom is my pride and joy. She's the center of my world. So of course I want to be with her on Christmas, but It does suck. I am a little bit emotional about it. You know, I'm sort of over it now a little bit. But she always said, when y'all get older, this is how it's going to be with your own families. And I was like, to a certain point, but no, I don't know.
So I'm curious if they're going doing this cruise, just the two of them this year, right? Do you think next year, she'll being alone, they'll want to bring everybody back together because they'll miss you guys? Or will they be like, that was amazing. Nobody was there.
I think so because she keeps saying, DeAndre, you know when to go. Just come on the cruise. Like, I know my mom wants me there. Mm-hmm. She really wants me there. She said, come on, DeAndre. You want to go. I want you there. Like, come on. And I was like, Mom, I want to go, but paying for my own stateroom, that's just not, it's not realistic.
Yeah.
It's not realistic.
And the truth is, when it comes to cruise ships, there are some rooms that are better than others. I have been on some, and if you're taking the cheap, I mean, if that's all you have, and you're going to get on a cruise ship, and you're on one of those staterooms that's low in the ship, it feels like a shoebox, man. Yeah. And if you're celebrating Christmas by yourself in that little itty-bitty shoebox next to the steam room, it sucks, man.
I don't know. I'm just going to be alone. It's okay. Don't worry about me and my own little bubble.
Listen, exaggerator. You're going to be with me. You have your godparents that you're going to be, or your mother's godparents.
You say godparents or grandparents?
So my mother's godparents are my grandparents.
Yeah. Okay, your grandparents. Yeah. All right. Okay.
So it's okay.
I like how you submitted your personal story. Like, I'm going to be all by myself. I know, right?
He has learned the art of embellishment.
Hey, that's how I got here, okay?
Graduation day. The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Before Jackson, our producer, gets into what he's going to talk about here about companies and marketing and how you might be being duped or not, I want to give the dude some credit. He needs it. The seriousness and the responsibility he has taken for the Burt Show Fairfish, I'm going to tell you, it's pretty impressive.
Is he a good dad?
He Yeah, I mean...
A doting father?
Two of his children died. Right. No, he's not.
I was trying to figure out a way to say that nicely.
But, he's a former sushi chef, and we entrusted him with looking after fish.
But I will say that even though we have lost two fish, Jackson has taken it very seriously and has put precautions in that this doesn't happen again.
Absolutely. I mean, Bert got a DM from a listener that said that there might be an ammonia problem that's happening in the tank.
Which made me think that Messy Mikey was peeing in the tank.
That's not that far-fetched.
Right?
I can see it.
So I took a sample of the water to the pet store yesterday for them to test.
Right? I mean, right there.
Aww.
And they looked at the pH levels were looking good. They said that the ammonia might be a little bit off, so I had to buy some, like, de-ammonia fire for the water. And
some drops or whatever?
Yeah, and so that should clear it out a little bit. We emptied out 25% of the water as well so that it can kind of cycle through a little bit better. And then come Monday, I should be grabbing some more fish once everything is back in order.
And I promised that I would get some more decorations for the tank so the new guys that are in the tank feel like, oh my God, this doesn't suck as bad as we thought it was going to.
The family will grow.
Okay. We're going to start breeding goldfish in the back room.
Man, I told you guys when I did that, it can get real bad. Some of those fish can come out with 4 or 5 eyes. I mean, they were just inbreeding over and over and over again in my guppy tank back in the day.
So is it time to name our final fairfish in the hopes that by giving it a name and giving it an identity that it will want to live?
Sure. I think we could do that. Give it some personality. Let it know it's got some purpose.
Hey, let's do something light and stupid on Facebook, Cassie, and let's take a photo of our fairfish and let the Burr Show fam decide what we're going to name our fairfish.
I love it. Yep. Okay.
Monitor the responses very, very carefully.
Oh, Lord.
It's a solid blackfish, so just be careful, okay? Amber was the one that was back there when I was looking at the fish. She's like, this is the first time ever that the blackfish has lasted longer. than the others. All right, marketing and are we being duped, Jackson?
You know, there's a million ways for companies to get us to spend more money, right? And a lot of times you think that you're onto them and that you're smarter than them, but you're not. That's really what it ultimately comes down to. And the tricks that companies use to get you to spend more money really honestly just pry on very basic human behavior and psychology.
Stupidity.
Stupidity. And when I was going through and doing some of the research for this, it made me realize just how stupid and predictable that we are. You've probably heard the classic examples of like IKEA's built like a maze, so it's hard for you to find your way out. Therefore, you're going to spend more and pick up more items.
My sense of direction, I feel the same way about every store.
Right? But they do that on purpose. They make it intentionally convoluted for you to, spend more money. Similarly, very nice restaurants will leave out the dollar sign next to prices so that you stop associating it with a cost of money and it's just a number there. Hmm. Little things like that give a lot of way for you to spend more. But then I realized that there's a lot more creative ways that they do this as well.
I think I've told you guys this one before. I knew somebody that worked in marketing in New York City, and they would hire an entire team, and there would be one person looking at their phone, and the other people that they had hired were looking over the shoulders of this one person and seeing what they were looking at, which drew attention from strangers that were coming up to say, what are you guys looking at? What you looking at? And it was like the new Android or whatever.
Mm. That generates buzz. It's the same way why a club that is completely empty inside will still have people wait in line just so that it generates buzz of people walking around and thinking that maybe they want to go in there.
And then after you wait in line, you get inside and you see it's like a freaking desert land.
Right.
It's like, why'd you make me wait?
Yeah, so I'm going to rapid fire through some of these other ones. The first one is really crazy. Apparently, companies started making vacuum cleaners that were way quieter, but they started selling way less because people associated the noise with how effective they were.
Shut up.
So they stopped doing that, and then the sales went back up, which is really crazy. Places like Costco will put these really big ticket expensive items right at the entrance when you walk in. And what that does is when customers walk in, they will consciously make the choice, I'm not going to buy a $1,000 TV, and then they'll move on throughout their way. Well, when you do and you make a conscious decision like that, it actually makes you want to spend more money on other things because you told yourself no right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It also makes me think, too, when you see those big ticket price items, everything else you buy doesn't seem that bad because it's not that expensive.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Casinos are famous for this. Obviously, no clock, so you lose time. All the windows are very tinted. But then there's also one where they actually prevent having hard right angles in anywhere in the casino, because when you make a right angle, a right-hand turn, or a left-hand turn, just a 90-degree turn, you have to consciously make that decision. And that actually gets you thinking more about the choices that you're making throughout. And they want a lot more impulse spending to happen while you're going through a casino.
Damn.
That is bananas. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And this last one that I have is just a classic example that we've all run into before. You know when you're at a car show and you're like, where are all the Rolls Royces and Maseratis? You know, every day? Mm-hmm. You guys see that?
No.
When you go to these places, you realize that those two specific car companies have made a conscious decision to not display their cars at car shows. Instead, they show their cars at private jet showings so that when people are looking at private jets and thinking about a $10 million jet, a $400,000 car doesn't look too expensive anymore, and it can be an impulse buy.
Man, I was ready for this with Target the other day because I just bought a new big screen TV. This thing's 65 inches. So I go into Target and they're selling one for $350, right? And it was on sale. That big red Target sticker that says sale. And I'm like, I already know what's going to happen here. I'm going to tell the dude that I want this TV. He's going to come back and say, oh, I'm sorry. We thought we had it in the back. And he's going to try to upsell me one, right? Mm-hmm. So he comes back out with the same TV. And I'm like, oh. I was confused. I was ready to get in a fight.
This was easy.
Damn. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.